Some truck stops are trying to fight air pollution with new technology. It allows resting truck drivers to run their air conditioners or heaters without keeping their diesel motors running. So-called truck stop electrification is winning plaudits from environmentalists and energy officials, but it needs to gain a stronger following among big rig drivers. From member station WUNC, Rusty Jacobs has more.
On a cool, damp night at the Petro truck stop just off I-85 in Mebane, North Carolina, Charles Hunt sits in the cab of his big rig. The cab is bigger than some studio apartments.
That's a Freightliner FLD 120. It's a 96 model. It's got a 70-inch raised roof bunk, Detroit engine, 10-speed, 305 rears. I pull a flatbed trailer.
Hunt's hauling lumber and pulled into the Mebane stop for his mandatory break. Truckers are required by law to shut down 10 hours for every 11 hours they spend on the road. After a shower and a hot meal, Hunt usually settles into his cab for a relaxing evening.
I like to play on the internet and I like to watch TV.
Hunt's routine is like that of a lot of the drivers. But many truckers keep their engines running for most, if not all, of the time they spend at rest stops, burning about a gallon of fuel per hour. And that takes a heavy toll on the environment. The Environmental Protection Agency says extended idling of diesel engines is responsible for around 180,000 tons of nitrogen oxides each year, a major contributor to the smog that hovers over urban landscapes across the country. In addition, engine idling generates more than 10 billion tons of carbon dioxide per year.
To put it in the context that people can understand, this represents about a billion gallons of diesel fuel every year that's burned. Just why trucks are idling long term.
Jeff Homestead is the EPA's assistant administrator for air and radiation.
You know, anyone who's been behind a diesel truck can see that black puff of smoke, and you can eliminate enormous amounts of that pollution just by making it possible for trucks to avoid this long term idling.
The EPA and the U.S. Department of Energy have provided funds to promote a new technology that aims to do just that. The Mebane truck stop, amid the dozens of trucks with their engines idling, about 17 trucks sit silently tethered to long yellow sleeves. The sleeves hang down from a metal structure running the length of the parking rows and attached to the truck's cab, kind of like speakers at a drive-in movie mounted to car windows. Jason Metcalf is a spokesman for Idle Air, a leading manufacturer of truck stop electrification technology.
The service includes central heat and air, satellite TV, internet, power, and telephone. All of it comes in right through the window, all the comforts of home right there in their truck.
Not too long ago, when fuel prices were pretty low, there wasn't any financial incentive for drivers to stop idling their engines. But with diesel going for around $2.10 a gallon these days, turning off and plugging in makes more and more sense. Idle Air and its proponents are banking on customers like Charles Hunt to spread the word among the trucking community.
For me, it reduces wear and tear on the engine, saves me a little bit of fuel money, and since I'm not don't have the engine running, there's no exhaust going into the ozone. You know, it's environmentally, it's a good thing.
Hunt pays around $1.40 per hour for the hookup, plus fees for an array of extra services like high-speed internet access and cable TV packages. That comes out to around $20 during his 10-hour break. But for truckers like Tony Murr, that's a little too extravagant.
Well, when you're talking $1.40 an hour and other hookups for other accessories, I don't need all them other accessories, see? Most of us out here don't. Because most time if we've driven 10, 11 hours a day, we're tired. We don't want to watch too much TV. We want to go to bed.
Attitudes like that will have to change before truck stop electrification can become more than just a pie in the dirty sky idea. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.